כל הלשון, כל התורה בכל מקום.
מזמור כתוב זמר אלוקינו, נויסן נפי מחוצה, נויסן נפי מלאכה, נפני אוי ושיקרו. We continue the Mizmor, Kitoy Zamer El Keinu. The Zmira is a tremendous feeling of Simcha that we have a Kodesh Baruch Hu, a special Hashgacha over every member of Klal Yisrael, and a special Kesher of a Kodesh Baruch Hu by the fact that he's Mashish Ina Anos when we had the Beit HaMikdash. But now that we don't have it, even so, it keeps a special casual kai with the Klal Yisrael, and we made the chizik of the Hashgacha from the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu keeps cheshbon, keeps account of every single star that he created. And has a special desire for the Anovim people that are modest, that subjugate themselves to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Those are the only ones that are really important, and those are the ones that we are part of. And it continues about Hashgacha Kodesh Baruch Hu. I said it's an amazing system for the greenery to grow from the rain, from the cycle of the rain, as we mentioned the previous time. No, he's saying, the famous Lachmo, the oil should grow. The Goyim think that the way to go through life is the one who, the life is just a big struggle, and the stronger one wins. That's what everything's all about. And we're stressing the other way around. The Hema, a Hema is the weak animal. It's not like the tiger or the lion that can rip apart another animal. A Hema is, he could just eat the grass off the ground. Can't fight for his food. Not a fighting animal. And Dafka, that's Behema. Doesn't have the koyach to fight. Hashem sets up this whole system so that his food should grow out of the ground. He doesn't have to trap and catch anything. Just puts his face in the ground, and then it's sprouting out from the ground. And that whole system of rain that Hashem set up. There's the oilers. She grow. Chazal said, the son of the oilers is neglected by his mother. She gives birth to him. She doesn't take care of it. And Hashem is mazmin different fleas and different bugs to these little birds that he should eat. So we're being a chazik, that feeling that even though sometimes we see it, the world is reshoring and powerful people that seem to be the ones in control. And they try to oppress us at times. But we realize that just like Hashem takes care of the weaker animals, the animals that seem to be forsaken, Hashem will take care of each and every one of us, that we are those who are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's like we start off with the Zamir Lekein, the tremendous thing we have to remind ourselves always that these creatures that were created that seem to have no way to fend for themselves, even so HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets a whole complex system so they should have what they need, Kal V'chaymer, that even at times it looks to us, and maybe when we are to a certain degree forsaken, but we're never forsaken. Hashem is always with us and watching over us and taking care of all our needs.
Olam Shalem Shel Tochen Mechake Lecha Bekol Halashon 03-617-1111